I'm touched by the power I experience in this group of bishops and all those bishops that committed to the communion, to the sake of the Anglican communion, and that's the sake of the gospel as well. Therefore, I pray and I hope that the whole process of listening to one another and speaking to one another will lead to a solution of the problems that are there on the table now. There are problems, but there is also a power in this group and a commitment. And I see a lot of friendship and brotherhood and sisterhood among the bishops. And that's what the church needs, I think. On the other hand, I think to make a critical note as well, I think we have to take care about the theological education and the theological training of bishops as well. As bishops, are we responsible for the faith of the church and for the faith of people? And all the questions posed by people, posed by cultures and so on, must be related to the faith. But then you have to have the capacity, and you have to develop more and more the capacity to reflect on the faith, and in order that you can relate faith to modern culture, but also to tradition and so on. And therefore, I think theological training of bishops and a permanent training, naturally we are trained in during our training to the priesthood and before our ordination and so on, but we must go further with that.